Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch, with thanks to Hyundai. Shop online with Hyundai's Click to Buy today. Now, our next guest, Finchie, is usually a four-day-a-week kind of man, Monday to Thursday, but you couldn't believe this. You can't write this script. The great man, Hemi Goodman, has done a hammy. Hemi's done a hammy. So we've got another unlikely hero. Time for a market update. Thanks to Sportsbet. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit. From Sportsbet, the great coal miner is here. Gamble responsibly. Come in, Shawnee.
Yeah, it's just my luck. The weather, 27 degrees out there today. I've been sitting here all afternoon trying to work out if it's a worse day to be a budgie smuggler or a schooner. Yeah. And I can't work it out. It's a dead heat.
Shawnee, do you think, is there a bit of doubt over this Hemi that has been pulled by Hemi on a 27, 28 degree day?
No, well, the thing is, Finch, he's not telling any lies, I don't think, because he's based down there in Melbourne. So, and it might just be a public holiday down there. I'm hearing whispers of that. But no rest for the wicked up here, lads. We're here and we're firing. And I've just been listening to you guys say it's like being on an 8-hour flight with you two. I'll tell you what, you'd want the drinks trolley to be going past every 15 minutes, wouldn't you?
Or you just load up the first time round so they don't have to come back round for a while.
What about when you're on the plane and the stewardess or whoever it is, they sneak your little, you know, those little mini bottles that you get?
I tell you what, we went to on a trip away to LA. Mm. We went to LA and Vegas, and anyway, a few of the boys were getting upgrades. Well, I've put the foot down because I couldn't get an upgrade.
Yeah.
And said, mate, we're all going together in the cattle class. You know, this is a team thing.
Yeah.
No segregation. Anyway, about a couple of days before, Joel Monaghan comes and goes, mate, through me manager, I can get first class with one extra player. Do you want to come with me?
I said,
book it in. And I've turned up in the jeans and the good shirt, and the boys go, why are you so dressed? And I just walked in and turned left on the plane. And mate, I tell you what, you're laying there and it was like a recliner chair, you know. I was unbelievable. Like back then, I guess the business now would be first class back then, but it was unbelievable. Beers whenever you're not waiting, you know, they're topping you up red wine with a steak with a meal, and it was glorious stuff.
I'll tell you what, Cole Miner, I remember I'd went away with Ben Gillier, right? And this is around the time of September 11, and then our final stop was in London, and I was absolutely stuffed by then. I ran out of petrol, right? So I said, Benny, mate, you go for your life. We're flying home tonight. I'm just going to lay in this little park. So I found this little park, quiet park, and I laid down for about 10 minutes, and then after about 10 minutes, I'm just falling asleep, and these giant bells start ringing, and I look up, and I'm sleeping underneath Big Ben, right? And I'm too cooked to bloody move. So anyway, Ben Gillier somehow, and I'm so grateful to this day, I felt like I was going to die that day. Mm. And he has somehow got us, and I'd never been in business class in my life, somehow got us into the business class for the flight home.
Yeah, just slipped
by. Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, I've never loved someone so much on that day, Ben Gillier. Anyway, let's talk about some footy. Now, this bloke's so connected, Finchie. He's got connections. Well, he is the connection when it comes to rugby league sharpshooter. He's got connections to the Irishman when it comes to the racing. He's got connections to the AFL Grand Final. So, Sean, the floor is yours. Where would you like to start?
Well, we'll start off with tonight's game, South v Manly. And I heard you say before, Finchie, how pumped you were about both these games, because there's a few different styles of play. And this game's a real funny one, because if you look at the stats, the sort of for and against stats for both these teams, they're very, very similar. Both scoring about 30 points a game, both conceding about 18 or 19. Manly have got the slight worse off against Colin compared to South. But I think, I mean, we're going off a one-game sample here without Latrell being there. I know they rested all their players in the last round, so you can sort of put a line through that. But I think the Bunnies have really had to change the way they have to play without him. He just takes so much out of their attack, particularly down that left edge, which has been so potent. So we saw in week one of the finals, I didn't think they had that sort of game in them to beat the Panthers. It was a real forward battle, completely smashed them through the middle. The defence was huge, and they didn't score a lot of points. So I think that's probably the way the Bunnies are going to try and attack this game. Whereas you look at Manly, they know only how to play one way, and that's just full-on attack, foot to the floor, let Turbo do his thing. So really different styles going head-to-head night. But the way the sports bet punters say it's been really an avalanche since we put this up. It opened up $1.90, take your pick, and then they've just said, yep, thank you, we'll take Bunnies, and they're now $1.74. They're about 70% of the money on this game. Manly, a little bit friendless, $2.15 minus 1.5 is the line lead. No guesses. The best backed and the shortest way home for the first try scorer market is that South Sydney left edge, Alex Johnson. He is around the $7.50 mark to score the first try, which is no surprises. But I'm going to go a little different tack. I think Manly have got a lot of points in them. We've seen that throughout the year. I'm going to go Manly 13 points.
Oh, yeah.
At a big old $5, Finchie.
Yeah, I agree with you, Cole Miner. I totally agree with what you said about how Manly changed their styles. They won it on the back of defence. Don't get that wrong. They beat Penrith on the back of a fast-moving, plenty of energy, scrambling, working hard with each other, kind of defence, which has never been their MO, really, because it's been, well, you score 20, we'll score 26. You know, they've changed their mindset, and they'll need to do that again with Manly. I just think I can't split them. They're different styles, but I just go, well, who's got the biggest superstar? And for me, I'm going with Tom Trbojevic. I think if they're close enough, that's where, well, Tom, you're on $1 million a year. Look, we're going into the back end of the game. Yeah. You do your thing. But I think $215 for Manly head-to-head. I think that's good value.
Finchie, let me throw this at you. Yeah, let me throw this at you, boys, and I think you probably agree. If you like Manly to win the comp, they're $6.
No, I don't want them to win the comp.
What I'm saying is...
I want Melbourne to win. Yes. I just want Manly to win.
$9 for Tommy to get the Clive. He almost has to get the Clive, doesn't he?
Yeah, early crow.
He almost has to get the Clive. Anyway, Alex Cecile's very excited that you said 13+.
The Manly Seagulls, Shawnee. Alex the Crow, I tell you.
What about the game of the year? The game of the year tomorrow night. It is the Wallabies versus Argentina. No, it's not. It's the Melbourne Storm taking on the Panthers.
Tell you what, pray for Rugby Union TV ratings tomorrow night. I think they're going to do it really tough. But Storm taking on Penrith. Everyone had this as the grand final. That all changed, obviously, in week one. But Shug, I've been banging on it about it to you.
Keep
all
banging,
week.
I cannot believe
the price of the Penrith Panthers. Yeah. They're getting plus 8.5.
Yep.
And about $3.30, $3.40 thereabouts. I just heard you boys just break the news about Moses Leota. I don't really love that because where they've sort of have fallen over, they just scraped home last week, and then, Finchie, you've already spoken about how South beat them. It's been the forwards. The forwards have been really poor, if we're being brutally honest. Yeah. So they lose something there, but the bloke that comes in is obviously a bit of a gun as well. So I'm not overly concerned, but I do really want to see a bit of a response from their fullback. 8.5, I cannot look past that. I'll be certainly backing Penrith if... And I heard you say before how important Brian Toe is. He's just so important to that team. Makes so many metres in that bad ball area coming off their own line. And just to get excited for this game, I actually watched last year's grand final last night. And, you know, the real everyone's takeout from that is, well, you know, they were 22 points down at half time and whatnot. But if you go back and watch that first half, it was, I think, 6-0 after about 20, 25 minutes. It was a really sort of tight affair. Every single call went against Penrith, and the reverse was true. Storm got a lot of lucky calls as well. Penrith had a no try go against them.
Yep.
So, you know, you
tell you what, Penrith got one for a run around. That was one of the. Was it Yo?
He didn't score the try. He got it out wide.
But you're right. I can't. How do you put a team that's lost 3 games in 2 years at $3 something? That's ridiculous. Just outrageous.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I'll say it to you, Shug. If you asked me to price this game probably a month ago, I reckon it's maybe -2.5 Melbourne, maybe a touch bigger, but it's a big old jump to get it to 8.5. And yeah, I just think the price is there to be taken. I just can't ignore it, boys.
Yeah. Okay, so if you've got $100, Shawnee, and you want to have a bit of a spend in the AFL Grand Final, maybe through your bet with mates or whatever the case may be with Sportsbet, how would you spend $100 for the Kazali?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to split it over. I was initially on the Bulldogs, but I've done a bit of back foot there. I'm actually going to go the D's. They've been the best team all year in that code. They won the Mighty Premiership, and we've seen a lot of times in big games such as grand finals, and we saw it in the prelims in the Kazali last week. You can get some blowouts. So I'm not going to go near the $1.64. I'm going to go 40 plus in the big win with a win market. So we're going to have $50 on Melbourne, 40 plus at $5.50.
Yep.
And then I'm going to split my remaining 50 across Clayton Oliver. He's $6.50 to win the Norm Smith.
Yep.
And Christian Petracca, second pick. He's $7. I think if they're going to run away with the game, then those boys have got a lot of the football and they're going to be right up there. So that's how I'm spending my money tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know he likes the Bont, but clearly the Dogs would probably have to win that. So I'm going to do the same as you, Sean. I'm going to I'm going to have Oliver and Petrarca. If you showed me photos, I couldn't tell you which one was which. but I'm going to have Oliver and Petrarca, and I'm going to have them with a couple of Clive Churchill medalists. Mm. I'd love to have that little double going. Anyway, what about Emac? Have you spoken to the man from the lucky country?
Yeah, the lucky country. He's a lunatic, Emac, and that's why we love him. Look, it's I heard Kerry McAvoy speak before. Animo's the obvious choice in the Golden Rose tomorrow, but it is short enough. It's about even money at the moment. It got into $1.90, $1.95 yesterday, but the boys think it might just start a little bit bigger. It's a very tricky map to work out, this one at Rose Hill tomorrow. They think it might just drift. If it gets covering, and it only needs, you know, an inch of luck, and it's the best horse in this field and should win. But if you do like it, maybe just keep your money for now. I reckon you're going to get a bigger price closer to the jump, or maybe go down the sort of top tote angle as well. But Karen also did say Giannis, his ride tomorrow, big each way chance, and I was on it last start, and it slithered at about $7.50. So at $23, what it is now, I'm happy to be on that each way as well.
Oh, okay, beautiful. There you go. That's in the Golden Rose. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. And you know what I can hear already, Finchie? Mm. The moment that phone goes click,
the beer goes crack.
Oh, exactly right.
I was about to say that. I thought, you know, the coal miner is a bit like you, Sugar. He's across every sport. You know, he's just a sporting encyclopedia, and it's just all on from, like, once it's on now. Like, it's NRL finals, prelims. We've got two of them. We've got racing, we've got AFL. It's a big week ahead.
I don't want to give too much away, but that noise, that crack of the can might have happened about
2 hours ago.
Good on you.
Hey, you're talking about you don't know what a bigger day was for the Pudgy Smugglers, or what did you say, the beer? I think it's a beer in your place, that's for sure.
Both.
We could be sitting in your Pudgy Smugglers having a beer.
Yeah, he's filthy. We're taking up so much of his time.
I've had the same budgie multi, budgies into a can.
Good on you. Say good day to Ness too. She'll be enjoying the spoils, I dare say, as well. When I say spoils, I'm saying you and the budgie smugglers. Anyway, thank you very much, Cole Miner. Have a great weekend, mate. Our next segment is who should be feeling good this Friday. Well, the Cole Miner certainly is. Who else should be feeling good on this Friday? Let us know. 1300 01 1170. That's the Ryko Fielders call line. And you can text 0457 736 736. That was the Workwear Tradies Hour. Thanks to King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design.